Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, welcome tonight. I thought we were going to have our new ad playing, but it decided not to. Oh, she says it's set to play when the show starts. Well, it's not playing. Anyways, you know, we'll figure it out. But this is StarsCast, also known as Natalie, and I'm with the lovely Maya Moon. Tonight we have an awesome topic. I mean, the two of us know an awful lot about this. Tarot cards, playing cards, because it's all in the cards. A form of divination that you can use. I can tell how I got started, and I don't know. Maya, did you get started in cards in the very beginning?
I did. Yes, I actually did.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to go over some things, and, you know, I did a little research. I mean, I started with playing cards in the very beginning. I tried Rider-Waite, but those cards were way too big to handle. And I just didn't like the feel of them. You have to have a feel for your cards. So I started, you know, investigating things and getting books. And of course, there wasn't a computer and online. Couldn't look online for them. But I got a regular playing deck, a bicycle deck they're called. And I got some books and I started marking them. But anyways, according to my research, the first card showed up in Europe. Of course, there's 52 cards, 4 suits. And according to what I found, they were invented in Imperial China, 9th century. And then from then they went on to Persia, India, and Egypt. I don't really know, I don't know if you do, Maya, when they started in the United States, but there's all kinds of versions of it. There's all kinds of things now. They have pictures and flowers and angels that correspond to the numbers in the playing deck. I know a little bit about tarot cards. Probably not as much as you do, Maya. But I should also welcome everybody tonight. I failed to do that. I just kind of jump into things, don't I? Because I'm excited about the topic. I just love this topic. I want to welcome everybody tonight. And if you have something that you'd like to add tonight, you can certainly call in as a guest. The number is 347-838-9736. Maybe you want to share something about how you work with the cards. You know, we're not taking questions for readings, but we'll certainly take questions that you might have as beginners on how to get started with reading the tarot or regular playing cards, as they are called, cartomancy. Some people call them something different. I just use reading with playing cards because it's the easiest. And with that, I think I'm going to let Maya, I'm going to let you start off with what you would like to add to this.
Okay. Well, it's great to be here, and I want to welcome everyone as well. And we're always glad that you have joined us. And yes, and also I am writing. I do the blog. I'm not the only participant, so I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm just letting those that are listening, that are interested in and cards and even some other divination tools, that to read along with my blog because I try to tie it all in together. And we appreciate you listening. And if you missed tonight's show or this is your first time and you think, oh, goodness, this is just fabulous, you can always go to Stars Psychics, and that Stars with a Z homepage, and you can access, we're live, but all the shows are recorded, and so you can access those, and I know there's several different ways of listening. So Natalie and I are on, so we don't usually listen, but, you know, sometimes I do go back, and I learn something. Well, I kind of, as far as the cards go, I started that. I mean, we're going back. I've been doing this since I was 18, 19. Now, I didn't do it as a full-time profession, but I was involved in doing with my intuition and readings and cards, I was just drawn to them. I actually started with like what you called the bicycle deck, which is just a regular playing card. Now, the way that I would do that is I would take out the Joker. And I know that there's other people I've spoken to over the years that don't. And I also use that Rider deck. And I did actually like that. And this is long before, keep in mind, this is before there was the internet and there were ways of connecting. And phone service back when I was first getting started and I was very active, I always used the cards. I had a deck that, you know, I don't know, probably you would understand, Natalie, you know, when they're worn and they're soft.
Yes,
that's when
I know, yeah.
And I wouldn't like, other than the client, I would always do like a spiritual cleanse too. But I kind of have the same information that they really date very far back. As far as how they came to the country, I can't say that I took a class on it, but the information that was shared with me and that I embraced over the years is that they were brought by other people that were immigrants that came to this country, which our country, which is the U.S., is, you know, I mean, we're all immigrants. My voice sounds like cracking. Excuse me. Okay. I hate to go.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's kind of a little spooky.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
She's got that deep, healthy voice. And then, other than like if I was doing a reading and sometimes I would have them cut the deck or tap the deck, do different things, but I would keep my deck put up. I'm not one for change when it comes to divination tools or crystals, that things that I use like that. So I would not, like, if I was going to play cards, in other words, I would never use my reading deck. And I did like the Rider deck. That was one of the, you know, I mean, they only had really basic decks. And, again, pre-online, pre-web days, you really didn't have, unless you lived in a certain area, you really didn't have where you could go to a store and, oh, gosh, they had 10. You know, I love all the different ones now, but I work in a little bit different way. And one thing I want to be really clear about, because this has come up before, so I want to make this really, really clear. I don't feel that there is any level of being more connected or less connected because I don't currently do cards. That's not because, oh, I've grown past it or, you know, I don't need that. It's nothing at all like that. It's just me shifting, just like we all shift and change. It has nothing to do with, because I believe that there's people out there, like on occasion, now in person more so than I would be prone to, in person as opposed to over, you know, over chat or phone. And what I was going to say before is back then too, 20 years, 25 years ago, actually phone service was very expensive. And so it was not, and then, you know, getting the payment to you and all that. So it was much easier to do face-to-face readings and then have your cards. And so cards were a great way. I love doing that. And on occasion, more so if I'm doing a face-to-face, you know, I will use my cards. So it's not, I don't use my cards. What I'm getting at is I don't use them during my sessions. I don't. Now, if somebody were to say, you know, gosh, I really, 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 really would like for you to do a spread for me, I mean, I wouldn't object to that. But I don't want it, when I say that, I don't want it to sound as if I graduated, because I don't see it that way at all. I just see it as I use different divination tools now. That's all. It was just a process of, you know, just doing different things. I've used the pendulum before. I use crystals. So that's what it is. So what? Getting back to the infiltration into the U.S., I was always told that when a lot of the immigrants came from, like, Poland, Romania, even, like, the Yugoslavia and those type of countries, that, you know, I'm only repeating this because that's how it was told to me, and often they would refer to some of the immigrants. I mean, we all know we have some derogatory, and they would call them gypsies. And it wasn't really a derogatory term. It was more a term of people that were travelers. Now, of course, if you wander, you're considered amazing. You know, if you sail around or you walk around the countries and you travel, that's just cool and just amazing. Where back then there was maybe a little bit of stigma. But that's what I was told, is that gypsies often were very spiritual people. Gypsies meaning immigrants from other countries that were accustomed to traveling as a way of life, as opposed to just settling like a farmer or a rancher in one area. And so they brought cardamomcy. You know, I always called it cardamomcy. So I know that's a mispronunciation, but that
means, I don't think it is. I don't really think it is, Maya. I think it's fine, you know.
Okay, because I'm going to struggle if I have to keep saying it the way that, you know, if you look it up in the dictionary. I always call them cards. So that's what, you know, they were very spiritual, which makes sense because they were travelers. So they were, you know, very much cultural as far as, you know, seeing different cultures, living different lives, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where I always ended up with an answer of how they were introduced as far as divination. Now, as far as in the gambling sense or game playing, that I have no clue how they came. But as far as divination, what we used to call, quote, unquote, gypsies were very spiritual people, and they did the palm readings too. And cards, you know, I happened when I was really, really young. I'm talking, when I say really, really young.
Say how old you are, but young, just young, yeah.
But, well, no, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But I'm talking about when I was 12, 13, and I happened to make friends with my friends, and I made friends with, and they referred to themselves as gypsies, and they were traveling through. And they were just an amazing, amazing group of people. And I'll never forget some of my experiences with them. They were very warm. My mother probably would not have approved of their cultural differences and at my age, me doing things. But, you know, like we've talked about your parents, Natalie, you know, I was kind of left on my own quite a bit.
Right.
And so involved. And I have this recollection of one of the, you know, one of the ladies, she wasn't really, she was an elder to me, meaning she was like early 40s probably, and she must have known that, you know, I had, they called it the sight or, you know, the veil, whatever. She knew that I had something, and I remember her bringing out cards and showing me, and it's like I got this electric jolt through my body, and I just felt, I just knew there was going to be some connection to me in doing that. Now, I was already aware that I was a little different and that things that I felt or that happened to me didn't necessarily happen to everyone. So I really appreciate that this woman took me under her wing. She saw something in me. She recognized it. And that was my very first experience with cards. And this was the bicycle deck, you know, being just the regular playing deck. So, and, you know, and I just automatically kind of, when I did the writer deck, I kind of followed the instructions and I did, you know, teach myself a little bit, but I still relied on what came naturally. And that's what I was really curious to find out. But if I keep talking, of course, I'm not going to. So, so tell me, Natalie, about
take it over, Natalie. What do you want to know, Maya?
Well, we need to have, like,
so much fun
on these debates, I know. Like, on the debates, you're like, okay, you know, the egg timer goes off or something. Okay, your turn. Okay, so no.
What's your question? What do you want to know?
Well, I'm curious, so you started with just what we're calling just regular.
Well, yeah, actually, yes. Actually, I got introduced to tarot cards with this group that I was secretary treasurer of. I had no clue there were cards like this. Nothing. As a little kid, I didn't know anything from nothing. I mean, I would read. I was left alone. I don't know what went on for me. Maybe I had some kind of training and I didn't really know it. But anyway, I was introduced to these tarot cards, and I kept seeing all of these girls, and there was a few guys who used different kinds of cards. So naturally, I was the one that they had to give little readings to see if they could get into the group. Well, many of them use different kinds of cards, of tarot cards, not the kind that I use. And and I was fascinated with them. You know, some of them were really big. This guy, he used these huge, they're called Thoth, or Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. They're huge. And, of course, the Rider-Waite was the first, like, tarot card deck. And I looked at these pictures, and I thought, well, what do these things mean? It did not resonate with me at all. So the more I got involved in this group, I think I started to get an inclination that I got more curious, and I thought, well, gee, maybe I can do something like this. But remember, if you recall, I always thought that these people were special. I didn't think I was. I always thought that they had this special gift that they could read these cards. And, you know, and I didn't think I had any gift at all. Nothing. Well, then that group parted. We parted ways and everything. And it was about the time that I got sick that I got a lot of books because I had to do something with my time. That's when I started feeling a little bit better. And this girl had a ton of books, but really I started off in astrology as an astrologer. So, you know, that took up a lot of my time. But I was so curious about, I read about the gypsies. I read about the gypsies playing cards, regular cards. And, of course, then I started dabbling on the Internet because AOL and Internet browser was there. And Firefox later started off as Thunderhawk, and then it became Firefox. Well, I didn't have any of that. I didn't even know what I was doing on the computer. I mean, if they could see me now, if anybody was watching. But so I started being inquisitive. And I started ordering books. We had a lot of metaphysical bookstores in my area in Michigan. It was called Royal Oak, a lot of them. And I'd get a few books on regular playing cards. Oh, that piqued my interest right there because those cards I could handle. So it was actually in the cards that I have right now, I started with in 1982. I still have some of the original cards. I mean, yes, they're paper thin. I've had to replace them, and I don't like new cards. I've tried to find ways to get them worn, and actually they get your energy, and they get the oils from your hands and stuff in them, and there just isn't any way to really, you can use some talcum powder on them, but I've never tried that. I just stumble through it. But anyways, I got these books, and I figured out what I was drawn to, like Ace of Diamonds. We'll use that. Well, I started looking up the Ace of Diamonds in all these books, and I kept thinking, wow, well, diamonds is money, right? Okay, diamonds is sparkly, good, shiny, could be coins, and the ace sounded like something that would be number one. So I figured out my own method, to be truthful. I don't follow anybody's plan. And the Ace of Diamonds is my highest money card. But there are all kinds of ways you can do things, and I would write on them. I would write on them, Ace of Diamonds, high money card. I put dollar signs all over it so that I knew, because you have to practice. You know, you just don't all of a sudden read a book unless you have an eidetic memory and you can remember everything that you read. Totally, you're not going to remember what they are. And there's so many interpretations for every card. So I just started messing around with them, and then I started using my astrology to do readings, and then I would do the cards. I'd ask them, would you like me to do, you know, like a six-card reading for you or something? Oh, sure. So then I started. Actually, my girlfriend, Barb, was the guinea pig. I started with her. And because I didn't want to get paid for this, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't think I did, but I did. And yes. I kept dabbling in it. And sometimes I use the number on the card can correlate to numerology, like, you know, or the houses in astrology. They all can be combined. So I have my own method of how I do it. You know, I did get a reading once That's how I met the girl that I, woman that I ended up working for with this big, huge group. I got a reading from her, and she had these cards from her grandmother from U.S. Games. And they were written all around the sides, all four sides. They told of something. And I was fascinated with them. And I think that's probably when I really started, because I just remembered, I really started to think, well, maybe I can do this. Maybe this is something that I'm supposed to do. And we all know that something has to come to you before, it has to be shown to you somehow for you to get started. So maybe this was the little door that opened for me. And I stepped through. She was a strange kind of reader, actually. She almost was on the dark side. She kind of bothered me a little bit the way she read, and I was just totally the opposite of her. But she could handle a big group. I handled the group, but she gathered everybody. We had famous people. Ray Merriman was there one time. We had somebody from the Mayflower Bookstore, which is still in operation today. I met a lot of people. But back to my cards, I think over time I figured it out. I used the bicycle deck, of course, and I get a lot of cards from U.S. Games because I have an account with them, and I've known them for probably 14 years now. I even had the owner, I forget what his name is, go in his archives, because I got to know this one lady who was second in command. And you know me, Maya, I can talk to anybody. And I get them to do things eventually. So she actually went to him. She put me on hold, and she said, we're going to go look for this card deck that you saw from this lady. He could never find it. He said, well, probably what happened is he would keep everybody's deck. He would keep one deck in the archives. Mm-hmm. But he said, something must have happened to this one because it got changed over to something else. I said, I saw actually it was called U.S. Games Playing Card on it. And then now it's called U.S. Games Inc. So it's a little bit different. The name changed. But it was them. And I told Lenny, I said, I know he's got that deck someplace because I really wanted it. I mean, I just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Well, we could never find it. So I just developed my own. I even have Star Psychics playing cards in my shop. I have a bunch of decks, and I use them. But I have to, you know, I have to get them all worked up. You don't use cards now. And it is, it's really, can be really tricky to use them. You just have to go with what comes to you, what your cards mean to you. They have to get your energy. And the more you use them, and the better you become at it. And my timing is really good on them. I can tell you if you're looking for a call from a loved one or a guy, you know, a man in your life, I can tell you when it's going to come. And they're really on target. However, before I use the cards, I always talk to God. I always, you know, I want him to make sure that I'm divining these cards the proper way, and you'll never get anything bad out of me because I'm not of the dark at all, as Maya knows. So there is a little ritual that I do, but of late, you know, I'm not on the site, but I did get asked to do a party in April, so I'll probably do that. And I'm kind of excited about it because I haven't read for people face-to-face in many, many years. You know, it's unique, you know. Now, you had tarot cards, right? Was it just the Rider-Waite that you used?
No, when I started with the playing cards. Actually first, which is unusual because, you know, usually, at least my experience in talking to other people, it's the opposite. They started with the tarot deck, and then they incorporated playing cards. I actually started, again, I have to give credit, and, you know, I can't even remember her name. They didn't stay very long. They were in a camp, a group of them, and it was over the summer between my 7th and 8th grade, the summer then. And they stayed probably, I'm going to say 6, maybe 8 weeks. And we had, you know, it was a neighborhood we had just become friends with. So she had shown me a regular deck, and she worked with me, and she just told me to take them and feel them. And then, you know, I mean, remember again, we're talking, I was 13, 14 years old. And then from that point, I never forgot that. And I believe that she did give me a deck, again, of regular playing cards, which I later replaced. And so I used those first. And then for a long time, I also had a writer deck that I liked. And it would depend on kind of my mood and the situation. I found that, and sometimes I would even ask the client. And back then, again, pre-internet, or at least pre-internet to this, you know, to this level that we have now. And so I just was basically word of mouth and, you know, doing a lot of parties. And so I would bring both decks, and it would just depend. For some reason, though, even though I did the writer deck and I read through, but to me, I didn't always feel or agree with the way that it was everything. I don't really know if I can even articulate it correctly. But I read through, well, this means this and that means that. But then I would have something that would override or maybe, I mean, it would be generally connected. But, you know, with the cards, I didn't write anything on them. And I would lay those out. I would have the person shuffle the cards. And then I would usually lay them out, though. So, like we're talking about the playing cards, I was going to ask you about that. Now, what I did is I laid out a center card first, and then I laid them out in the shape of a cross. That's how I started, mm-hmm. you know, that's how I first did it. And to me, the center was representing person, and then as I did, so it would be five cards that I would lay out. And then from there, I would build on that, and the center card to me, I always got an impression from that card relating to that person and some of their characteristics or traits. And then to the left, to me, always represented love, romance, relationships. To the right was career. And then the bottom, so under them, was the past, maybe current challenges, and then above was the future. And then mm-hmm. as I would continue the reading, depending on if it was, you know, if it was a 15-minute, half an hour, or whatever, I would add cards, and then, you know, or sometimes for my own self, I would say, well, let me see, because I'm not getting the full story here, and so I would lay out. So how did you do it? I mean, did you have? I guess my question would be, I didn't necessarily, other than, you know, a queen to me would always represent a female, and a king always represented a male, and a jack could often be, I saw a jack as being sometimes either. So that was one of my questions that I was going to ask you. Did the cards always mean the same thing in every reading, or did they vary based on how your spread was and the person's questions or concerns, or tell me how that worked for you?
Well, like kings, kings were always the older man. And the jacks were the younger ones. Like, you could designate if the lady, say for example, it was a lady. I did men too, but if it was a lady and she looked not young, not in her 20s, you know, we would be not looking for a king of clubs, which would be somebody who would be older. I would always decide by looking at them, you know, their age, and of course it's the same. It applied with the queens. You know, queen of clubs, queen of spades, queen of diamonds, queen of hearts. If she was light, as the significator, or however you pronounce it, anyways, I'm saying that wrong, is the center card, is the querent. That is the one who's asking the question. Actually, sometimes I would choose, because I would look at them and I'd get a feeling and I'd say, oh, this lady's after money. I'll put a queen of diamonds down there. I wouldn't tell her that. But, you know, that's what she wanted, was diamonds. She wanted the money. Just show me the money. Show me a man with money. Sometimes what I would do would be the houses, like the astrological houses. I could put 12 around the wheel and put the center one as the querent, and I could keep adding like you did, adding around the wheel to complete the story. You know, the first card is the house of self, how other people see you. Well, if she was the queen of hearts in the center, and maybe she had the two of diamonds in the first house. Oh, people saw her as somebody who was just after someone with money, because that's how other people see you. The only thing you care about is money. And each house in astrology represents an area of your life. It was easy for me to do it. Now, this group that I'm going to do, I don't know how many they're going to be. It's only going to be like 10 minutes or so. So I'll do a faster spread, and I'll just keep adding the cards and telling the story. But what happened to me, Maya, is that the more I combined the astrology and the cards, the easier it became for me to read up from my head. Pretty soon, I wasn't even really looking at anything. I was just talking to them. I could see what was laid out for the cards. And in the houses they were sitting in, and it told me a story big time. And if they said, oh, yeah, that's right, well, then that was just a sign to me that I was on the right track. Plus, you know, it gives that client a good feeling if you connect with something to them. Now, these people that I'm – these women, it's a brunch, they – I don't know them at all. Although the one woman that she's setting it up – she called. I have a feeling about her already. But other than that, I don't know how many they're going to be. She's going to let me know and confirm, make sure that we're still going to do this. But whatever, if it turns out, it does. If it doesn't, it's okay. I'm not going to be upset about it. But I'm kind of looking forward to it because I haven't done this in such a long time. I'm in the South, and you don't really advertise or put a sign in your window, I read cards. I don't know that some of them around here would like it. Although there is a lady on Hilton Head Island, she says that she's $10 readings on her window. She's been there forever. But, word of mouth is what I want. I don't want people coming to my door saying, will you read my cards? No, I don't want that. So I just have kept it kind of contained. But I think you have to develop your own methods. You have to determine. See, I never use the tarot. I know the tarot, I've learned a little bit more because you have to really look at the pictures. The pictures mean something. It'll tell you a little story. It'll add to what is in the reading. You just have to know how to apply it. And then also there's the reverse of the card. I never use the reverse. I always use straight up. Why? Well, probably because I don't want to put in any negativity in that reading. I want these people, or say it's a lady, to leave feeling really good about herself, because we both know, Maya, that's what I'm about. I am not going to drag you down to the floor and let you leave because you've got all this heaviness that I just gave to you. I won't do that. I don't do that. I would say something if I saw a lot of spades, like a spade in the 8th house, or a spade in the 12th house, the 8th house especially, that can be the house of beginnings and endings. Well, you know, if you see a spade there, that's usually a removal card. That could mean, and if there was a king or a queen or a jack sitting there, that could mean somebody's going to be removed from your life or in your environment. I probably would say there'll be a parting of the ways for you and this person. I would never see death, never. I'm very strong with that. I don't feel that we have the power to tell people that. And somebody asked me once, well, you know, why don't you ever do that? Because it's not my job. My job is to have you leave with your skills, your abilities, kind of give you some direction, whether it be career, love, whatever it is, on a positive way, because that's what I am. I'm positive. I don't do that. I don't know how anybody else reads cards. I'm sure that they'll say, some of them are really blunt, I think. They'll probably just tell you like it is, but you don't get a reading from me like that. You're going to feel good when you leave a reading with me. I don't feel that it's my thing to do in my life. You know what I'm saying, Maya?
Yes, I do.
You can hear Dixie going, oh, that's my son's bird. She likes what I'm saying. But, I never really learned the tarot. I'm not opposed to it, but it's just not my thing. I found my thing. It's just in regular cards.
That's how I felt. I mean, I had some comfort, and there back then when I was my busiest with face-to-face card readings, I would say was between 1980 through about 1989 was my time when most of my readings and most of my clientele was done via the cards. And if a lot of people were You know, back then it was there was a very small box when it came to experts in spirituality. I mean, you basically just called them, you know, there was just a few names, psychic or, you know, fortune tellers. And I cringe when I hear that because I just
don't like
the energy associated. And, you know, one thing I wanted to say is that when I have clients that will ask me, now, I am a medical intuitive, and if I feel that the situation is not, you know, I never say, well, you know, I can tell you what's wrong with you. You don't need to go to the doctor. I'm really careful with that. But when it comes to death, I really feel that only our Creator, which I recognize that to be God, He is the only one that can make the decision or the call.
That's right. That's how I feel.
Death. So
yes.
I just will not. I never see that. My guides don't. You know, no information is ever given to me, and that may be in part because it's not supposed to be, or because I don't want it. I really don't know how other people work, but to me, you could be diagnosed with a terminal illness and, you know, be given, say 3 months or 3 years. And I believe that if our Creator chooses, you can receive a miracle. And by the same token, I could, you know, a person could be well and healthy and vibrant, or a child, and, you know, an accident or something comes and takes that person away. And I don't even try to understand that. So I don't do that. Pregnancy is the same way. You know, I won't get into, is it male or female? I won't get into, you know, too many times. I believe that, you know, there's a lot going on with the spiritual energy, or just the spirit, if you will, coming and going, and there's all kinds of things that go on. So I really won't predict that. Now, if someone's pregnant and they're far enough along and they want to know about the health of their child, depending on who it is and how I'm feeling about it, I might answer that. But, you know, what you said was interesting because that's how I felt. When I used the Rider deck, when I used the regular tarot cards, which I did that more as a prop because the client seemed to feel like they were, you know, they just felt that that was more, like it was more important, or, you know, that they were really getting a bang for their buck. When they would see regular playing cards, sometimes, until I would start talking at least, they would be like, oh, I've never seen this before. Just, you know, so a lot of times I really feel that when I use the regular tarot deck, all I was doing is giving a place for the client to look and something for me to look at, but bouncing off of those cards, aside from what they were, whether they were, you know, the trumpets or the swords or the cups or whatever they were, you know, or the hangman, I feel that there was something else that would pop out at me and start telling me a story, and I would tell them. And so when I used regular cards, it was actually, I think, easier for me to get those impressions. And
I believe that too. You don't really get much information from a regular card. It's a three of hearts. It's a four of spades. You don't have a picture. So if you use your skills and you hone in enough and you do them enough, and I did not do the cards. I didn't even offer the cards to do them until I felt really comfortable. But, you know, like my friend Barb, she said, oh, you can do anything. Well, you know, that was a vote of confidence for me. She'd known me since sixth grade. She just always felt that about me, that I could do anything like this. She just felt that that was this little thing that I could do. And but it was a long time before I actually read for anybody. But I was always very, very careful. And I think doing astrology really helped. I learned about, you know, the number on the card can relate to a house, astrology, numerology. I went into all of that. I learned as much as I could about all of it. But now, I mean, if I were to get online, and I don't go on the site, I do privates, but I don't go on the site. But if somebody were to come and say, I want you to do a card reading for me, and I had a girl just ask me, as a matter of fact, yesterday, I could do that, you know, but I really don't do them. I'll do them for myself. I mean, sometimes I'll say, well, who's going to call me today? And when I give the cards to the person to shuffle, I don't like them to flare the cards. I just like them to shuffle the cards, make a wish while they're shuffling the cards, and then make three piles with their left hand going to the left. And then I pick them up. I don't let them handle the cards too much, only when it comes time to do a spread for them. I feel that's really important. I think you need to keep your own energies in it. Sometimes I keep them in a little bag. I have a little velvet bag. Sometimes I keep them in a little box. They're always beside me by my bed when I'm sleeping, always. I've had them there with me since I started using the cards. I don't know why. They don't really talk to me during the night, I don't think, but I like them there. Maybe because I'm protecting them, or they're protecting me. I just like them there. They're just very comforting to me. So, but people learn their own means, I think. You can get all kinds of books on what each card means. And I think in the tarot, Nine of Cups is a wish card, right?
I'm not even sure.
Okay, well, the Nine of Hearts in my deck is the wish card. If I read for somebody and they, you know, okay, they made a wish, they would like to know something about their lover or whatever, and if the wish card showed up, depending upon what house it was in, the spread, you know, the layout, then I could tell them, your wish will be granted. And what does it involve? And I could tell them if I had enough cards in that spread or that layout, however I chose to do it. And I do it different for everybody. It's not always the same. I could tell them what it would be about and that to look for good things coming from it, because that's what the wish card is. And I would never say to them, this is absolute. There is no way this is not going to happen, because we all know that things change. What you could find today, well, that person could do something else, and da 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 da, and on and on and on, and it would alter it totally. But at that moment in time, and unless I felt really, really strong about it with the cards, like before it and after it, then I would know. But it's sad that, thinking of it, it's sad that I don't get to read a lot with them, because I really love them. They're a part of me. And I really started with my own true deck. It was the year my parents passed away. I think I've told everybody about that. And that was just something that I could focus on. I was looking for the whys and the wherefores, and why did I have to lose them 5 months apart? And I was an only child. But I was an only child probably when I was born anyhow, because even though I was an only child, because I was left to kind of fend for myself a lot, not in a mean way. It's just the way it worked out. And like you and I have talked, when I was alone, maybe I was getting information to use later on down the road, and I didn't even know it.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, when you're a child, like my granddaughter is 11, and, she always talks to me about things that she sees, and she'll go into, she's got a room here at my house. Come on, Grammy, come sit with me. And she'll just say, you know, she says, I saw something again. And she'll tell me, but she likes to tell me one-on-one. I encourage that for her. I don't want her to be afraid. I know sometimes she gets afraid, but she seems to be getting a little bit better about it. But I love the cards. I really, really do. I think they can do a lot for you. Look at what it did for you. It kind of, now you really don't even need them at all. I mean, you don't even use them. You don't have to. Maybe if I sat with somebody and tried to do, although I have taken somebody's hand, I did this a few times in the shoe store, I could get information from them, and I would say, you're really worried about one of your children. I don't know where it came from, Maya. I have no idea, but I can do that. But I don't do it, you know, I don't do it all the time. I don't go up to a stranger and say, give me your hand. I want to tell you something. But I probably would take their left hand, because that's the closest to their heart. And I feel that's where their soul is, right with that heart there, right there. So I would take the left hand. And, I really should write about it more. I thought about doing card spreads in the blog, maybe once a week or something. I used to do every day, I pick three cards for each sign. That's a big job. I probably would just do a layout for the week or something. I don't know. I've thought about doing it in my spare time. whenever I have spare time or I get bored, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been bored yet. Everything keeps me busy. But, yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. But you can learn online a lot, too, now. I mean, I was just checking today, and you type in cartomancy, C-A-R-T-O-M-A-N-C-Y, and whoa, the stuff that comes up. And the kinds of cards that come up. Just hundreds and hundreds of decks. It's really amazing what it's turned into. But yet it's a really nice thing because all this creativity you can see. Just go to usgamesinc.com. You'll see every kind of deck you can imagine. It's amazing what's come from people. I never had the desire to create my own deck. The lady that I worked with, she did a deck on animals and birds and no flowers, just animal, birds, and there was something else she did it on in her layout because she wanted to do that. But I never had the desire to create my own deck. I suppose it would be something interesting, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. But like you, but I've never been artistic in terms of,
I
believe we all are, you know, have artistic gifts, but mine have never been in painting or creating something. And, you know, I believe if I was doing more face-to-face, you know, more in-house, if you will, readings, I probably would use the cards because it can break that, you know, that awkwardness at first for people. That,
exactly,
you know, you're not
just right.
Getting the things from them. But
yes.
It gives them something to look at, and it gives you some, you know, it bridges a gap there.
Yeah.
So I probably would, you know, if somebody asked me to come to a party, it would just depend. I would maybe bring the cards and maybe use them. But, yes, as time went on, you know, I have a deep respect for the cards, and I believe that, you know, and I wanted to ask you this, too, as we're getting to the end of the hour. Now, I know a lot of people. Now, I personally never did this because I just didn't feel that was something that was going to be my energy, my hopes or fears would overcome, and it wouldn't be a spontaneous, you know, on occasion I will get things from my guides that are unprompted from me, and so I know that's a genuine message received. But I know a lot of people that will, you know, they said, well, I dealt some cards and this is what I got. See, I have a really hard time accepting that we can do readings for ourselves. But I wanted to ask you what you thought about that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's really, really true because you are sending the message. This is about, like, say if I was doing it for myself or there's something that I really want, like if I did it for the site, for example. Well, because I own it, all of that focus is going to be, oh, yes, this, yes, this, yes. I couldn't really be objective, I don't think. I don't know. I've never done it. I just thought of it. I never did it on the site. But it's difficult to read for yourself. I've experimented with it, and the cards have shown me some things, but I don't do it every day. You know, I mean, there are people that do read for themselves every single day. They'll throw some cards just to see what the day is going to be like. And, you know, if you get all spades, well, say, for example, that's a good example. If you get all spades that day, does that mean you're not supposed to go out of the house? Because spades are dark cards, clubs and spades, you know, spades, dark cards. I mean, spades,
yes,
and clubs.
Right.
Those are like the dark cards. Okay, and if you get all hearts, oh, yes, I'm going to go out today. You can't gauge your life on that. You really cannot.
No,
you have to be open. And if you want to ask about, say I had a job interview, and I wanted to know for myself what's going to transpire with this, what's going to happen, I would probably throw about 5 or 6 cards, I think, for myself. And especially if I knew if it was going to be a man or a woman that was going to be doing the interview, and I would ask after I tried him a little talk with God, how is this interview going to go? And then I would throw the cards and just see what happens. But I don't really gauge my day on the cards. I mean, you can't run your day because you threw a three of clubs, and three of clubs means, well, a lot of communication could be just business when you're really looking for a call from your loved one, a lover, somebody you love. You know what I'm saying? And you're thinking to yourself, oh, great, I'm not going to get any phone call. It's going to be all business today. No, 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 no. Don't think like that. That's not, you can't do that. So you can do some experiments, I think, is a good idea. Just kind of throw some cards. Some people, even like my friend Diane, sometimes she'll say, well, you know, you should do the cards for my daughters. But I really think she wants me to do it for her. I think she's looking for me to do them for her,
yeah.
Which I wouldn't be opposed to. But I don't think you can read for yourself and guide your day that way or your month or your week. You could say, well, am I going to take a vacation in the next 3 months? I have a yes card and a no card. I have a success card, a good outcome, dreams come true. I have those. So if your dream is really to go take a cruise, which would never go for me because I wouldn't go on a boat, but I mean, you know, if I was going to go to California, am I going to take this long-distance trip? Am I going to go to California? I really want to go. So are the chances good for me? Well, I would be looking for some nines in my card because nine is long distance. And the good cards, the hearts, maybe even the wish card. I'd be looking for certain cards. They would pop out right away. So, I mean, you can designate cards to be anything you want them to be. You really can.
Right. It's interesting because now how I would pick up the information is, for example, I would see clubs and spades usually represented to me obstacles, barriers, or the negative, you know, the polar side of a person's traits and how they needed to, you know, this was their challenges in life and this is what they needed to overcome. So let's say it was about a relationship and, you know, next to what symbolized to me a person, and let's say they had someone in their life and they said, how's that relationship look? And I was, you know, taking out the cards, laying out my spread, and I got a two or a three of clubs. To me, now, it would depend on, you know, the rest of the spread, too. So, I mean, to me, it's all relative. It's all interconnected. But just going off of that, I would say, well, you know, it looks like there's some minor obstacles right now. And then as I would move down, as I said, starting out with the cross, moving, and then what I would, you know, continue to get going off the left side, making a long arm of that, you know, if you look at a cross, okay, so
right.
That would be the horizontal. Then it would show me what the most likely outcome would be, you know, depending on the cards. If I got, you know, a lot of hearts, I would say, you know, it looks like this person is probably a potential life partner and that you
yeah.
do need to be aware that these are going to be your obstacles. And if you're able to be patient and work through the obstacles, then it looks to me from the information I'm receiving that you have a really great outcome, that this potential to be a life partner and a good match. And then, you know, let's say that everything just was more like what I would say like 8, 7, 8, 9 of spades surrounding everything but what signified that person, male or female, you know, a romantic partner. Again, you know, just kind of going off the cuff, nothing is set in stone with spirituality or with card reading or any kind of readings. Generally, that would show to me, and then sometimes I would pull another card and I would be, I would just get an urge to put it on top of the other person. So in the center, we have the person, and next to them, we have the significant person in their life, and then I would feel the need to place a card above that. If that were a face card, like a queen, king, or jack, that would tell me that this person has someone else in their life. They're probably married or they're involved with someone. And then if I got with me are more negative obstacles, but they start getting higher in the numbers and there's no reds coming in, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, then I would say to that person, you know, what I'm feeling and what I'm being shown right now is that this is going to be a very difficult relationship. And I always say, whether I'm doing cards or however I'm doing a reading, I really believe first of all, I believe that, you know, I believe in miracles, and I believe that, you know, love, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, and that love is in our life for a reason, and we should never regret loving, and that we should always follow our own true self and what feels right and resonates with us over and above. If
right.
I say that I don't really see this working out long term, I just, you know, I just feel that the obstacles are just insurmountable, and that, you know, but the person says, yes, but, you know, I this and I this, then I would say, you know, then that's what you need to follow, because for some reason your gut is and your heart is telling you that you need to hold on to this. And it could very well be that this is some type of test, but I do believe that, you know, if we don't resonate with, I mean, there's a difference between not liking what you hear versus just feeling strongly opposed that it's not time to leave or it's not time to exit or that you want to stay in that. Now, short of like we talked about, and I know that's very dear to Candy's heart, Star's Priestess Candy, is, you know, like when people would share with me or I would get an abusive relationship, you know, frankly, at that point, being a spiritual person and an empowering person, I don't really care what your heart's telling you. That there's no reason to be, allow yourself to be abused.
Right.
So I just wanted to throw that in there because I just had something come up not too long ago that on the private side that involved that. And to me, that's a deal breaker. You know, that's not something,
yeah.
You know, well, my
whole yeah, family it, say, it really, really I is. And I extended the show so we can keep talking for a little bit if you have more to share. I think that this topic, you know, and we have to emphasize also, or I do, that, you know, the cards are not the ultimate. They're not going to, you know, like if you get a reading from me and I do only cards, I will explain to you, because they're going to say, well, how did you get that? Why did you get that? They're going to always ask you questions, and that's fine. But if I saw, well, it looks like you're going to be leaving your job, and as I said that, I looked at them, and they got this disheartened look, well, what am I going to do? Then I would immediately say, but look, you have the Two of Diamonds and the Six of Clubs right with this. That means another job offer that you're going to be making more money. So I always kind of watch the client and see what they're doing, and see with they're going to always ask me, well, God, how do you read all these cards? Well, when you read them long enough, you just figure it out, I think. And if you really want to learn how to read cards, there's so many ways you can do that. Get some really good books, simple books. Don't get into the fancy stuff. I mean, you can get so many different kinds of books. Just get, you know, the easy method to read playing cards. Do a search on that. Do something simple. Don't add all of this stuff, especially when you're starting out. And like I said, I wrote on my cards because I was new. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I wanted to learn. I still have some of those cards, and these people that are going to be shuffling, they're going to say, well, you wrote on these. Yeah, I did, like 20-some years ago. I did because that's how I started. And I think that's a good sign. That means to me, if I was coming to me, that would be this lady has done this a long time. I feel really good sitting with her. I feel confident with her. Now, I may throw in some of my new ones. I may use both decks. I haven't decided because some of these cards, Maya, they are so thin. I can see like a six on them, and a club, but I can't tell you how many clubs are there. I have no clue because I don't know.
Right.
So I just go by what the feel is, you know. But I think that shows an awful lot. You have to give confidence to whoever you're reading for. And for those who are listening, it takes time. You're not going to get a deck of cards, no matter whether they're tarot or playing cards, and be able to go do readings next week, because you're not going to feel confident, and you're not going to show that confidence to that client that you are sitting with, and it's not going to go well. All it's going to do is make you step back further, and you're going to think, oh, gosh, I'm not good enough at this. I can't do this. But you really can if you have the desire and the love and the passion. And I've told everybody about love and passion. If you have passion and love for it, you're going to do it. Just keep doing it day after day after day, and doors will open for you. That's how it happened to me, well, especially for the sites. But I love my playing cards. I mean, like, they're always near me, always. I may not even pick them up except to put them by my bedside at night, but they're always near me. And my son will laugh, or my granddaughter, they'll go to pick them up. No, 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 don't go picking those cards up. And my granddaughter will say, why? The first time she said, well, why? I said, because my energy is in them. And if I'm not going to do a reading for you, I don't allow people to play with them. You don't play with them. These are not the kind that you throw up in the air and see what falls. These are my spiritual deck, my deck that is my connection to the higher-ups. It's what I use. It's the knowledge that I've gained, some of that I read about, some of them the knowledge that I got, and I don't even know how I got it. Probably when I was a little girl sitting by myself all alone, I was having angels come to me teaching me things, and I didn't really even know it, and because I had no clue what I was going to be doing. But, you know, if you want to talk a little bit more, I have somebody that called in, and I want to get that call and see if they have something to share, okay?
Yeah, let's do that. Sure.
Okay.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've
that's
heard it, but for those who are listening, you can hear it on the site. You just click on 107.9. You click on the icon that's there, and you'll go to their page. And at the top, their music is streaming live, and you click on this little like a oblong kind of thing and have your headset on and you listen to the music or your speakers on your computer, and it's done once an hour starting from 7 to 12. We have the ad running. And so I did talk with our lovely person that called in, and she just wanted to listen. And she's probably finding this very interesting, and we could talk for hours, you and I. We both know that. That's a given, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so, I don't know, you know, we can kind of end the show if you like, unless there's something else that you want to ask me or I want to ask you. You know a lot about the tarot cards, which, gosh, I really don't know. I have all kinds of tarot cards. I mean, different kinds, you know, Rider-Waite. I have that first deck still. I have all these cards that have been sent to me from U.S. Games. If I do reviews on them, they always, you know, Lenny will send me any decks that I want. And some of them are birds and trees and angels and dolphins. They have all kinds of decks out there. I'm really putting in a plug for U.S. Games, usgamesinc.com. But they're really good to me. And anything that I want, I get, which is really kind of nice. But I've had an account with them for a long, long time. Would you like to end the show? Do you think you want to keep talking? Or, you know, I can talk about everything, I think, right?
I just wanted to say a couple things in closing. Just kind of what you were saying, and that is about, you know, if you're teaching yourself, I do feel that regardless of the divination tool or, you know, just connecting, to do this professionally, you know, and I mean, as that, this is my only source of work, career, my calling. I hate to call it a job because I feel it's much more than that. So although I believe that we're all open and we all have that, you know, the potential, and if you read the blog, it'll probably make a little bit more sense because I go into it a little bit more. So we all have within us that intuition, and, you know, cards are a great way to study. Some people would call that the occult. You know, I would call it more the metaphysical or the spiritual, you know, or just divination tools. And, you know, get what you said is true. Nowadays, there's just a myriad of ways to learn and different decks and just, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I think it's a great way to start just as a study, just for curiosity and for the pleasure or for a hobby, or if you've always felt drawn and felt like you had gifts, it's a really good outlet to help you. But now what I would say on the other side of that is that for people that are looking to do this professionally, you do, like you said, you need to spend some time. And reading for yourself, I feel is really futile. I mean, even if you happen to get it right, I mean, if you're doing it just because that's what you want to do, that's one thing. But if you're practicing to become an expert, you really need to find people like friends of friends and say, hey, let me give them a little mini reading. And
exactly like I did with my friend, with my girlfriend. Yep, exactly.
You know, people that you don't know, and then make sure, you know, I would say, don't say anything about, don't tell me anything, shh, you know. And then,
yeah.
You know, and then I would always tell them, you know, I'm going to talk. Please don't elaborate unless I ask you to fill in the blanks. Try to give me a yes or no answer, and that way that gives me more room and broadens my opportunity to see what information. If something doesn't make sense, just say, it's not making sense to me right now. We'll move on, and then we may revisit that subject. So that's a really good way for y'all to practice. And if you are gifted in the sense of you could really take this somewhere, you will quickly, within 6 months or so, find out, because you'll be getting a lot more. That makes sense, yes. And then at the end, especially in the, you know, when you're new, I don't necessarily do that now, but when I was starting out, I did. I would ask them to almost evaluate the session and say, okay, now tell me what really resonated, and give me, if you've got time, give me the little story. Well, when you said about making a big sacrifice, I just did this. And when you said about this, that meant that. And I was a little confused about what you said about, you know, an early relationship that caused me trauma, because I was thinking romance, but then I realized blah, 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 blah. So
right.
That would tell me, you know, did I just hit a few marks right? And if so, then you go back, if you're doing this, go back and think, okay, what led me to that? And then just start, you know, start working on that. And, I mean, in today's age, you really can't go up to strangers, so that kind of limits that. I have done that, not with cards, but.
Yeah, like what I did in the shoe store. And
yeah,
I've done it a few times, but I got to know the person. They seemed to really like me a lot. I would never have just gone up to a cashier and say, you're having a very bad day, and I can tell you why. I would never do that. Probably
no, but I would think we should make that the topic for next week. Experiences that we've had and how having a calling or being gifted. So that's all I would say in conclusion, is that, you know, while everybody can learn to read the cards, I do feel to do it professionally. I mean, and by professionally, I mean that, you know, this is your career. So you're getting an income, you're getting paid for your gifts, skills, abilities, and time, that, you know, practice, and you do have to have, there does need to be some ability or gift that we may all be born with, but we just don't all follow through. So it's just like, you know, playing the piano, being a doctor. Many of us can go to school and can get a certificate, or many of us can take piano lessons and learn to play the piano, but that doesn't mean we're going to be playing with the whatever that symphony is called, because
exactly.
We don't have that.
And your friends are a great place to start with, because
yes,
they're not
going
to be offended, because they know that, you know, like my friend Barb, let's see what you get. Come on. And she had things going on at work. I did hit on some things with her because I was reading the cards exactly as I saw them. And all it does is build your ability for example, like I say, three of clubs. Well, what would that mean to you? You know, it can mean a lot of things, but you have to know how to put it into that story that you're telling. And I don't mean a story. I mean, you know, the reading. You can insert that in the right way. Like I said, Three of Clubs is a business call. I could tell you all the cards, I mean, from my head, but it takes a long time for you to feel comfortable and not nervous at all. Now, I haven't read for anybody cards in years, but this group I would have no problem with. No problem. Because I would sit down, I would explain to them how I do it, what I want them to do. And if it was 10 minutes, so we would go through that. And that I would determine the first spread would be, and if they had another question or they were we still need a little bit more detail, then I would throw some more cards. But I would not ask them to reshuffle them. I would just continue on. Like you would keep adding cards, Maya, I would keep doing that through the deck. I would not have them reshuffle the deck unless they had a yes question. Well, you know, I really want this job. I need to know if I'm going to get it. And my yes card, of course, is the Three of Diamonds. That's my yes card. So I would look for that. Any heart card, any diamond card that would be surrounding that three or that third house or that question that they asked a question. There's all kinds of ways you'll figure out your own style.
Yes,
and it's really
right.
Neat because you can have a good time with it as well. And just think all the people you can help once you learn how to do it really well. But you have to learn how to do it really well. You have to feel comfortable.
And everything in life, I think you have to be willing to take risks. I think what
exactly, and that's exactly what you do. Yep, because
yes.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know this person, and so you've got to say, well, okay. I mean, I would first introduce myself and look at them. Okay, I've got a little thing about that. I know what's going on here. If they're anticipating, if they're nervous, that means they've got something serious in their mind that they really want an answer to. But I would also tell them, now, this is not the law. This is not the absolute. I shouldn't say law. This is not the absolute. You can look at the cards, and I can tell you what they say, but you can't, as they say, take it to the bank because things can change. They can alter. Everything can alter. And you and I believe in God, whatever you believe in, that is the ultimate. There isn't anything higher than that. Everybody knows if they listen to me every week, and you do, I talk to God every day. That poor God, he has a time with me sometimes. And here she is again. I like to make light of it because it's really a good thing to do. And I think when you communicate with the higher-ups, you can communicate with, and I'm going into angels, archangels, your angels, your guardian angel. Right, Maya's got all these wonderful guys that she convenes with. I love when she says that to me. Well, let's convene with the guides and see what they say. And I imagine this group getting together, forming an arc. Okay, this is what Natalie wants to know. Okay, and she tells Maya. And I'm so blessed again. And I want to thank everybody. I guess we'll just end the show because we have more to talk about next week. And we'll end the show tonight and thank Candy, Starch Priestess Candy Ranson. She does the promoting on Facebook and Twitter. I also do Twitter sometimes. I'm trying to get more people to write for the magazine. I'm pushing that as well. And she put in that quick, you were able to hear the radio ad. Please listen to the ad. It's on. The station is wonderful. They play 70s, 80s, and 90s. Wonderful music. It's not rap. It's really good stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with rap, but I love their music, and it's great. And thank you, Maya Moon. I love you. I love you, Candy. I know she's listening. And everybody else out there. And I hope you'll come back with us next week from 8 to 9 Eastern Daylight Time. Remember, we pushed our clocks forward. So it'll be another great evening with StarsCast and Maya Moon. Maya, I love you, and I will talk to you in a day or so.
Okay, love you too, and goodbye and good evening to everyone.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.